Classic Business, Digital Economy.
ERP pioneer Eric Damgaard is in the country and delivered a keynote at an event yesterday talking about digital transformation. Now, Eric founded the company Damgaard Data, which later merged with Navision in 2002. It was sold to Microsoft for $1 billion back then, which still today is a lot of money. Back then, you can imagine how large that deal was. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Thank you so much.
Now, many industries and businesses are at the sort of the threshold of the so-called digital transformation, or at least investing heavily in digital technology, in upskilling of their workforce as part of their digital strategy. What role is ERP playing in all of this? How significant is the role of ERP in an organization's digital transformation strategy?
Yeah, good question. Well, ERP is the central IT system in more or less all organizations. It holds everything about your customers, your products, your money. Of course, we have over the many years been focusing on emailing and website and being mobile. But if you look at the ERP system, since I left the business in 2004 when I left Microsoft, and I look at it today, not much has changed for the medium and bigger ERP system. They have merged some smaller ERP system, which I call it maybe bookkeeping and invoicing, that have taken on the digital transformation. But if I look at my old system, Microsoft have added a tons of extra functionality, but that has just moved the product up market and left the target group, which we originally target. So I looked at the product and was thinking, wow, Microsoft have moved away. And I decided 4 years ago to start a new ERP system. And with digital transformation, I mean everything goes digital. We get rid of paper. We communicate with our customers with automatically sending email, receiving email that goes into the system. And the ERP system is no longer just this monolithic system you need to go into. An ERP system needs to be open so you can communicate with it directly from your web server, from your mobile devices, from maybe other apps you have developed in the organization, and even other ERP system and other services in the cloud. So of course, first of all, my system is cloud-based, meaning that you take the first trouble away that you need to go to the office to work. Now you can work from everywhere you want.
And in a practical sense, we're seeing some great cloud-based accounting solutions. I know Xero are rolling some very interesting products out, targeting SMEs in partnership with SASFIN, giving you access to management accounts, allowing you to create and generate invoices and really do a whole range of things paperlessly, and that is the future. I mean, you look at Sage and you have paperless HR functions as well. Is it just a question of now trying to tie all of these loose ends together? How does Uniconta, which has just launched in South Africa, how does that really help companies tie all of that together and really get them ahead in their whole digital strategy?
Yeah, I can make talk about a case. We have a customer. I'm from Denmark up north. There we have heaters in the house. And I know Sage have done something, but the problem is with these products that have come out from Sage and also the New Zealand product called Xero, which is bookkeeping, because they are cloud-based. No, not because they are cloud-based, but it could be one of the reasons you cannot tailor it, you cannot modify it, and that's not the case with the Uniconta. Even though that it's cloud, everybody runs the same version; it's automatically updated. You can tailor your ERP system to your need. And if you think about it, if you just take simple things like inventory, I mean, if you're dealing with electronic components or you're dealing with food or you're dealing with spare parts for cars, whatever industry you can mention, every industry would like to to register his information.
It's
got
to be it's got to be customizable. Yeah. Eric, sorry to interject there. That's all the time we have for. Very interesting to see the launch of UniConta in South Africa and the evolution of ERP into really sophisticated business tools that are accessible now via the cloud, even to the corner shop and the mom and pop. That was ERP pioneer Eric Damgaard, founder and CEO of UniConta. Let's find out what's happening out in the world with Pussoletto.